This is an iHeart podcast.
Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Thursday. Let's talk about serial killers. Hold on, Chris. Hold on. I'll explain what I'm talking about here in a second. Serial killers. And no, I'm not just talking about Dr. Fauci. Biden, Dome, this night has it all. We don't have guests tonight. I probably will take calls later on. It's going to be a roller coaster of a night. Let's begin, though. Before I get into Biden, Dome, vaccine passports miraculously disappearing, and all these other things, I want to pause for just a moment, and I want to just reflect on something. And I'm not sure I should even do this, because in general, as a rule, I'm not saying this is a radio rule, but what I try to not do, I try to never present a problem without a solution. And I try to never point something out and not have an explanation for why it happened. I'm going to play you a little soundbite. This soundbite is Representative Maria Salazar, a Republican from Florida. She was being asked about Russia, Ukraine, things like that. And I'll probably play it for you a couple times, but I want you to understand something. As I watch this, and I swear, I've probably watched this 25 times. Because I'm trying to figure something out as I watch this. Someone stopped her outside and just gave a little interview about Russia, Ukraine, no-fly zones and stuff like that. And the more I watch it, the more confused I am. We have the dumbest people in the United States of America in the most important positions.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Oh, gosh. Look, with all due respect to Maria Salazar, this is not isolated to her. The more I watched the video, the more I was processing everything. Joe Biden, he's not just a politician. He is the commander-in-chief. That half-functional adult is the president of the United States of America. His backup, the vice president. I mean, we call her Dome. We make fun of her. This, if something, God forbid, were to happen to Joe Biden, this is the backup plan.
The refugee system is essentially not set up for this, that it will collapse. It's an improvised system that can work for maybe 2 weeks, but not indefinitely. And I'm wondering what the United States is going to do more specifically to set up a permanent infrastructure. And relatedly, is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees?
Okay. A friend didn't.
Yeah, that's the vice president. And this is, if God forbid something were to happen to both of them, right? Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, man, who's the next one in line? This person is the Speaker of the House.
Is it a secret that the Republicans have wanted to have? Did you not know that that Romney had sent around a letter with all the senators signing it that said we have to take the money out of state and local government? This is not it. What is may come as news to someone is that, yeah, when you subtract money is subtracted. Something is better than nothing. I was in school. I attended the inauguration of John F. Kennedy. Were any of you alive then? In fact, when I spoke to President Zelensky, I said, Billie Jean King sends you her regards and wants to know how she can help in an event.
That's the Speaker of the House of Representatives. So again, one more time, I want to play you Representative Maria Salazar and just digest that these idiots, sometimes they're senile and half functional, sometimes they're just stupid, but the dumbest people in the United States of America lead the United States of America.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin.
Okay, I'm going to pause this as we walk through this. She clearly has no idea what a no-fly zone is, which wouldn't be a big deal if it's, you know, the guy who does your taxes. I just need him to be able to do my taxes. A member of Congress who might vote on a declaration of war, it is fairly important that they understand what a no-fly zone is. Anyway, she continues.
And helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct convention?
Helping the Ukrainians. Once again, this is somebody who has no idea what's going on. So because she has an IQ of, I would say, roughly probably equal to a stick of gum, that's her IQ, it all gets boiled down to a word. Helping Ukrainians. She has no idea what that means. Nothing. Anyway, she continues.
In a warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
That might be my favorite line of the whole thing. I don't know if we have to go to war with Russia. I don't know about anything, but freedom isn't free. Chris, I need you to look something up because you're about to make me a mashup during the show. There's a movie out there with Will Ferrell. He's a politician. I forget who it is. There's a politician. And at the end of his speeches, no matter how things are going, he says it a bunch of times in the movie. He says, support our troops. And it's like this spoof thing of he doesn't know what he's talking about. So you just simply say something that doesn't necessarily mean anything because you know you're going to get applause for it. Freedom isn't free. What does that mean? She continues.
You don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
Of course.
Conventional war with Russia.
Listen. Thank you.
Gosh, the dumbest people lead the country. So back to my point. And yeah, don't worry. I'm going to get to this in a second.
And I'm glad to say that the rates are low enough that the mandatory program is no longer needed.
That's another vaccine mandate program going away. Of course, that was New York Mayor Eric Adams. I'll get to that in a second. Back to Salazar and Biden and Harris and Pelosi. I know you're not supposed to bring up stuff when you don't have an explanation or a solution, but how did a country of 330 million people and a country packed with intelligent people, and no, I don't mean Harvard and Yale, those produce some of the biggest idiots out there. How many people do you talk to in your life that you're kind of blown away by their level of knowledge and education and wisdom on things? People just know so much. 330 million people spread out across this land. And we have our dumbest people in charge. How is that humanly possible? The reason I've played this so much, I'm going to play it so much tonight. The reason I've played it so much is I'm watching the video and I'm thinking to myself, okay, so this person is her congressional representative. Or she's a congressional representative in Florida. So a lot of people have gone out and voted for this person. And of all the people to choose from, she was, what, the only one who ran? She was, what is the explanation that this person sits in the United States Congress?
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Freedom isn't free, Chris. Gosh, jeez, we are in so much trouble. Jeez. Hey, look, I don't know about you. When I look up and I see the nuclear bomb coming down to Houston to turn my family to ash, my last words are going to be, hey, freedom isn't free. Gosh, these people. All right. I'm moving on from that. I know that's a weird way to open the show with vaccine passports in New York going away, with everyone getting slaughtered at the pump, Dome embarrassing herself overseas, them being really salty with you and me about how angry we are about things. So I'm going to get to all these things tonight. Like I said, I'll probably take phone calls later on in the show too. My jaw is just hanging open.
that these people run the country? How do we get to a place where these morons run the country? Now, there is something that's going to make you feel better, though. Tomorrow, it's not a Friday. It's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Basically, it's a holiday. It's a national holiday. Most important day of the week. You can ask me anything. The whole show. No guests, no calls. The whole show. I answer the questions you email in to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. For you new listeners, just know they don't have to be political. They can be. That's fine. They're totally fine. They could be history, employment, men, women. It could be stupid stuff. It could be food, whatever. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I promise we're going to have lots of fun. Now, setting that aside, I'm going to read you this email again. I've read it to you before. Jesse, Mantis X is making me a hell of a good shot. I'm in an industry that's been subsidized by the Federal Reserve over the last 2 years. I'm a mortgage banker. The low rates have kept me insanely busy, and I've not been to the range in almost 2 years. To be completely honest, I was never much of a marksman, even when I shot regularly. However, I purchased a Mantis X on your recommendation about a month ago and have been practicing almost every morning since, he said, just 10 minutes. I finally made it to the range last week and shot better than I have ever shot in my life. His name's Bruce. He's in Colorado. I get email after email after email about Mantis X. It doesn't cost you any money in ammo, doesn't cost you any money in gas driving to the range. Sit right in your home, get instruction on your shooting, and practice your shooting without firing a shot. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. Attaches to your weapon, whatever it is. MantisX.com. Don't hope you're ready. Make sure. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is time to have a chat. A little chat, not just about the idiots who run the country, about what they think, what they want, how they think. Because it can be hard for people like you to accept how they think. And what do I mean, people like you? Normal human beings. You're someone who sat down and you sought out a right-wing talk radio show. Okay, you're already different. You're somebody who has an interest in government. Probably someone, if you're listening to this show, you probably have an interest in laughing, an interest in government. You probably are purposeful with many parts of your life. Not perfect, by a long shot, not perfect, but purposeful. Okay. Someone like you has a hard time understanding evil. Like, I brought up serial killers in the open, right? Because there was this 83-year-old serial killer just caught in Brooklyn. It doesn't matter, but it's hard for you to understand, why would someone want to do bad? Why would someone want to hurt somebody? Why? Well, do you remember, I played this yesterday, I'm going to play it again tonight a couple times. Do you remember my prediction from the 22nd? From February 22nd. You remember when I came on the radio here? It's a couple minutes long. Listen to my prediction from the 22nd. The reason I bring all this up is I see very clearly where we're going right now. And it's going to be absolutely maddening for you to watch and me to watch. But Chris, go ahead and write this one down. You want to know where we're going for real? The Biden administration is ecstatic about what's going on in Europe. They couldn't possibly be happier. Why? What is that? Why? We have an administration right now. Remember the type of people who lead this country. We have an administration deeply unpopular. We are seeing numbers out there, poll numbers like nothing we've ever seen before, as far as the unpopularity of the Democratic Party and the prospects of a complete and total wipeout in the midterms. The Biden administration is not worried about you and how you're hurting. They're not worried about vaccine mandates. They're not worried about inflation. They're not worried about a single thing that affects you or that you're worried about. They're worried about themselves and gaining and keeping power. What does that have to do with what's going on in Europe? Well, if you're the Biden administration, you're a bunch of scumbag communists who have no idea how to reduce costs. You have no idea how to secure the border, and even if you do, you don't want to. That's the last thing in the world you want. What you do need, though, is a scapegoat. You don't actually care that you're getting slaughtered at the gas pump. Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, Ron Klain, Susan Rice, I mean, you pick them. They don't care about you and your stresses at the gas pump. They don't care that you just had to cut out beef because your family can't afford it anymore. That doesn't cross their mind. What does cross their mind is this. Well, we can't have them blaming us for it. The Biden administration is going to want this war in Europe, if it becomes that, God forbid, they're going to want it to ramp up and not down, because then they'll be able to blame every single thing you're unhappy about on what's going on in Europe. Oh, mad about lumber prices? Oh, those stinking Russians. Up, can't afford the price at the pump? Dang those Russians. Oh, you're mad about this, you're mad about that. Cost of beef. Well, you know, Russia, the sanctions cross over. Russia, Russia, Russia. You thought you got tired of hearing about Russia when Donald Trump was president and they were making up lies about him colluding with them? That's going to be nothing compared to what's coming over the next year, at least leading up to the midterms. The Biden people are so sick and evil and depraved, they're going to look at that thing popping off in Europe and they're going to say to themselves, oh, nice, this is outstanding. You can blame it all on the Russians. And of course, that's just what they've done. But why? Why did I see that coming? Obviously, it's not any level of intelligence. Why was I able to see it coming? Well, I understand how evil these people truly are. I understand that they see gas prices right now, and it's not that they don't care about the gas prices. They're thrilled. You're mad? They're thrilled. Remember, these people, they've been vocally campaigning for exactly what's happening for a very long time.
We are going to have to graduate from the gas tax because we're going to have to graduate from gas.
I've argued against any more oil drilling or gas drilling on federal lands.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yeah, and starting with what we can do on day one around public lands.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
They campaigned on it. Joe Biden said, hey, it'll benefit society.
I think it presents an enormous opportunity. Enormous opportunity to improve the health of the public overall, number one, because we're moving in the direction that we don't need.
The public health. Let's just pause it real quick there. Aren't you so thrilled we're doing more things for the public health?
To propel most of what we have in the future with regard to oil products.
That clean energy transition is not just coming. It is here.
It's not that they don't care about gas prices or inflation. It's that they're thrilled because these people are deeply evil. They hate you. Why do you think in 100 years, roughly 100 years, communists have killed 100 million people? That is a staggering number of people. They are evil people who hate you. This human being right here, this human being doesn't care that you're paying $5 a gallon, that you've had to make adjustments, that you've had to cut this out or that out. This human being thinks you're a disgusting peasant, and she doesn't care if you die.
Looking more holistically in a macro view, how does this speed up the efforts at DOE to move in more of a renewable direction, since this is going to have an impact on people at the pump?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously are all in on making sure that we meet the president's goals of getting to 100% clean electricity by 2035 and net zero carbon emissions by 2050. And if you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
Hey, if you were driving an electric car, you wouldn't whine about gas prices, peasants. You have to finally accept who and what they are. I'm not done on that. Let's talk about who and what they are. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we have to accept the motivations of our enemies. We have to for so long because you don't think like this and I don't think like this. For so long, we've said things. Maybe you've said these things. Maybe you've said things like, oh, they're just misguided. Oh, they're not evil. They're just wrong on the issues. You understand these people most definitely are evil. They are. That right now, with inflation and everything else, it's costing the average family $3,000 a year. People don't have an extra $3,000 laying around. People are getting crushed right now. What are they getting crushed by? They're getting crushed by the inflation they said was never going to come.
Senator John Barrasso argues that it will overheat the economy and fuel inflation. What's your response?
I totally disagree.
Here's the deal with inflation is that if we do not get the root cause of these price increases right, then policy decisions could be made that could really negatively impact your life.
We're not even remotely close to a point to say that we're at rising inflation.
The fears of inflation are being overblown.
The consensus seems to be that we're okay.
What we're dealing with now, I guess, arguably is a certain...
You get the idea. You get the idea. They don't care. They're not sitting around right now thinking about you, worrying about you. They're thrilled. They want you crushed. The middle class must be destroyed. Remember, these communists have always been this way. They look at everything demographically. Everything. They figure out who their friends are, or I should say, where their friends are most likely to come from. And they figure out where their enemies are most likely to come from. Does it seem like the middle class is under assault? That's because it is. Of course you're under assault. They hate your freaking guts. If only the middle class voted in this country, we'd never have a Democrat elected. So instead of reaching out to them, they just think, let's crush them. White people. You know, this is a great example. White people. There's no question we have systemic racism in America against white people. I mean, Joe Biden just passed a big coronavirus bill. It flat out said, I've told you this before, you talk to someone in banking, this is just a fact. Part of the bill was, no, if you want coronavirus relief and you're white, white people have to go to the back of the line. That's systemic racism. That is. Why? Do they actually care about the color of someone's skin? Are they pro-black and anti-white? No, they don't care about skin. These people don't care about anything. White people, in general, vote for Republicans. Therefore, they've declared white people to be the enemy. You must understand that's how these people think. They're not sitting around a table right now figuring out how to make things better. They're just figuring out how to properly message the disaster that's happening so you don't blame them for it. They don't care about you. This is the White House chief of staff. Look, you know what he says? You just haven't figured out how good you have it yet.
I've worked in the White House twice before. In times of economic recovery. What I can tell you is that the economy comes back first and voters internalize that second. They need to see that the positive signs they're seeing aren't just temporary. They need to see that they really reflect where we're going as a country. They need to see that really that growth will be shared widely. They need to see that that growth is lasting. And we're just getting back up off a mat. You know, when we came here 14 months ago, the economy was dead in the water, less than 50,000 jobs a month being created. We had just been through all these shutdowns and all these setbacks in our economy. And now we are growing again and we are coming back again. And I think that progress needs to be fully internalized by the American.
Okay, let's just be honest about this. Democrats declared war on the United States economy in order to get Donald Trump out of office. And so I want you to picture how evil the human being would have to be to declare war on an economy, slaughter it, all those jobs, all those people, all those real stories, couldn't go to mom's funeral. You remember the show we did, couldn't do this, couldn't do that, lost my small business, Jesse got kicked out of here, Jesse, my parents stopped speaking to me. Imagine declaring war on the U.S. economy and then getting back in, getting together with everyone and said, okay, guys, war's over, let's get the economy back on track. And then trying to take credit for it. Imagine that. I mean, imagine that's the husband who comes home every night and beats his wife and then finally takes a day off and says, honey, I mean, you are recovering nicely. And I have to take some credit for that. It's what it is. It's that level of evil. You are dealing with evil people who hate you. The destruction is not accidental. It's not. Oh, the Jesse, they have to be worried about inflation. They just passed a $1.5 trillion bill. I know we're all beaten down, but $1.5 trillion is an absurd sum of money. It's a lot of money. We don't have that money. We're $30 trillion in debt. While we're in the middle of an inflation crisis, they passed a $1.5 trillion bill that's not paid for. The destruction is intentional. If it feels like everything you care about is under assault, that's because everything you care about is under assault. And right now, all they're trying to do is message it so you don't blame them. They already have a label on inflation and gas price increases. They call it the Putin price hike. They didn't sit around a table and figure out how to stop you from getting crushed. They sat around a table and thought, how do we blame somebody? How do we scapegoat someone else for all this? Oh, hey, Vladimir Putin. Remember, before Vladimir Putin, it was the dirty unvaccinated. Oh, don't think I forgot about that, you scumbags, declaring war on me and everyone who thinks like me. Oh, I remember. They moved right on from that to Vladimir Putin, the cause of all society's problems. I did think this was pretty funny.
You guys are pushing electric vehicles today. This is a president who always talks about the power of our example. Mm-hmm. Does he own an electric vehicle?
Presidents of the United States don't do a lot of driving.
He's posted videos where he's revving the engine of his Corvette in Wilmington. He owns cars.
And he also has driven electric vehicles as president, as to give a model to the rest of the country.
Does he own one?
I think the president's record on this is clear, Peter. Presidents of the United States, current and when they are no longer, typically are not doing a lot of driving. Go ahead.
Oh, it is. Look, and again, back to what we were talking about. It's just like we were talking about with masks. Remember, wear a mask and they get caught without masks. Don't gather with friends. They get caught gathering with friends. It's the same thing. It's not hypocrisy. They just think they're of a higher class than you. The kings and queens don't drive the same vehicles as the peasants. That'd be ridiculous. Of course Joe Biden doesn't drive an electric vehicle. He's going to be out there in some muscle car, remember, pretending like he's in Rebel Without a Cause. Hey, man, don't be a wise guy driving around telling everyone, hey, pal, doing the fake tough guy thing. Of course not. Can't do that in a Prius. Got to do that in whatever muscle car he wants. Now, you, the plebs, the peasants, you don't get to drive one. But that's not hypocrisy. Remember, you're below them. They rule over you as kings and queens. That's what they believe. All right. I'm going to get to some emails. Going to get to an email roundup tonight. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Anything's welcome. Your love, your hate, your death threats. And when I say it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, remember, that means you can ask me anything. History, political, food, it can be stupid, men, women, employment, it doesn't matter. Ask me anything. We go through the emails on a Friday. Now, first question. Elite Jesse, how do we change our military back to the way it was? Like you said, we need a testosterone-filled men wanting to sit on a throne of the skulls of our enemies. How do we get back to that? Said you can say my name. My name is Josh. I get a lot of these emails. Jesse, how can we get the military back? How can we fix the military? What can we do to fix the military? Well, it's going to hurt, but I'm going to tell you what we can do to fix the military here in just a second. Before we do that, who is your mobile provider? Who's your mobile provider? It should be Pure Talk. Not just because of the money savings, and I know we all need the money savings right now. The average family saves over $800 a year. That'll make up for some of that $3,000 inflation is killing you, but it's not just that. It's that Pure Talk doesn't violate your values or my values. They're not like Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile putting filth out there on the TV all the time. You never see that from Pure Talk. Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. It's such a patriotic company, they've chosen to have their customer service in America, staffed by Americans. When you talk to someone at Pure Talk, they actually speak English. How about that? And they have a deal right now, too. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over in less than 10 minutes. dial pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I still cannot, I cannot believe the, what's the word you people use, Chris? Chutzpah? Is that what? Chutzpah? Did I say that right? I did? Is that not, that's closer. Oh, that was right. Quit being a snob. Anyway, I still can't believe the chutzpah of these people.
And I'm glad to say that the rates are low enough that the mandatory program is no longer needed. Beginning Monday, March 7th, we will be suspending the requirements under Key 2 NYC.
No more vaccine passports. Just like that, the masks are going away. Vaccine passports are going away. It's a Putin miracle. Man, I'm not going to let this go. And I want you to understand something. I'm not going to let it go for a long time. I'm going to demand a reckoning for what was done to us for the last 2 years. And I'm not going to chase the new shiny object. The second inflation got bad and gas prices got high, all these vaccine requirements, mask requirements just up and disappear. Garbage. Garbage. All right, but back to the question. I promised you I'd answer the question in case you missed it. Or look, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. But the question was this. Elite Jesse, how do we change the military back to the way it was? Like you said, we need a testosterone-filled men wanting to sit on a throne of the skulls of our enemies. How do we get back to that? All right, well, I need to be really, really clear about what I'm about to say. One, it's going to be offensive. Two, I don't give a crap if you're offended. I mean, you're welcome to email in. I'll just laugh at you. You can call in too. That's fine. 877-377-4373. You can tell me you're offended. That won't bother me at all either. I don't care that you're offended. I am not your mommy. I'm your daddy. And I'm telling you the way this has to be. Three, I do not believe this is possible. I don't think we have anybody in America with the political will to do what I'm about to say. But it is done. How do we save it? What do we do? How do we get back to it? You ever know anybody going through cancer? Almost undoubtedly, you've either gone through it or you know someone who has. Just had someone very close to me go through it. Grace of God, doing fine. But it's one of those terrible things that has touched everybody. And if they've gone through cancer, possibly something like chemotherapy is something they had to go through. Well, if you actually look into it, I never really knew this, but if you actually dig into it, and doctors are pretty honest about this now, what is chemotherapy? Sounds very fancy. It's poison. That's what it is. You're going to get hooked up and you're going to get poison put into your body. And they're banking on that poison killing the cancer before it kills you. And I'm not insulting it. I understand chemotherapy saves lives. That's not me putting it down, but that is the thinking behind it. The cancer, it has to be killed. You're going to get hurt while they try to kill it. Now, why, though? It doesn't make any sense. Well, the cancer is part of you. It's not sitting out there on the surface. It is part of you. It's ingrained in you. It has roots. And how deep those roots go, that's going to determine exactly how much they're going to have to poison you to get it out. Well, you're going to have to look at the things in our society, the communism in every level of our society. You're going to have to look at it like that. All right, we have a military that is lost. I mean, brutally lost. I've read you all the emails. I mean, look, I've read you a ton. I'm going to keep reading them. They're really, really, really ugly. I just got another one from a lieutenant colonel. Look, here it is. My husband is a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. She says, I know. We both appreciate you letting your listeners know what is really happening in the military. My husband's commanding general. She said a woman, sends weekly self-esteem pep talks and air hugs to senior officers. Reminds them they are unique and special. And I haven't even mentioned the training seminars he's forced monthly to sit through. My husband wants to break his computer screen. She says he's counting the days until he's getting out. By the way, those training seminars are so he can find out how evil and racist white people are. And so he can find out how great trannies are and pronouns and everything else. Okay. The rot, the cancer, it is ingrained now. We have three military academies. Those all need to be purged. And I mean, you walk into the Air Force Academy on day one and you take every staff member, including the freaking janitor, and you fire every one of them. You take the entire officer corps, I would say 06 and above. You would take all every general, every admiral, you're all fired day one. Staff NCOs, especially big senior ones, sergeant majors, master chiefs, things like that, you're all fired day one. Tens of thousands, maybe over 100,000 people must be purged from the military. And you can say, Jesse, that's radical. That's insane. Oh, I haven't even gotten to radical yet. Every single woman in a frontline combat unit, gone. Oh, why? But I want to. Like, I give a crap what you want. You're not welcome here anymore. Because women and men do not work together in that way. Oh, we got our first Marine Corps platoon commander who's a woman in the infantry. Isn't that great, guys? Yeah, she was pregnant in about 15 minutes. Get the women off the naval vessels. Young men and young women don't get wrapped up in a tube together without disaster. That's not anti-women. It's not anti-men. It's pro-biology. Get them out. Gone. Oh, all those people we fired? You can bring some back. We need to have a commission. Retired military, private citizens, some sort of a commission where each and every person, I don't care how long it takes, will be thoroughly vetted for even an ounce of the disgusting communism that has rotted through this military. And if we detect even a whiff of it, and most of them will have that stink on them, you're gone permanently. We find some good warriors, fine, come back, lead the thing. It would take probably years, I would guess 2 or 3 years, if not 4 or 5 years, to accomplish this. And it would be so unpopular. No, we're not going to have transsexuals in the military anymore. I don't care that you have mental health problems. That's fine. I hope you go get them done. Get them done somewhere else. I told you it would be offensive. If that is offensive to you, that's fine. I don't care. 877-377-4373. You're welcome to call tonight or email the show. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.